And good evening and welcome to Tom Harris USA, episode number 85. This is Tom Harris in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. And it is gorgeous over the last few days. It's springtime, of course, and now we have all kinds of flowers coming out. And now we really have the cherry blossoms in a big way, and they are just everywhere. Now, unfortunately, along with the flowers and the cherry blossoms and all that wonderful stuff comes allergies. So this is allergy season, and both Pete and I have been suffering from all the sinuses and all that wonderful stuff. So if I sound a little bit nasal, that's why. But it is absolutely gorgeous out, and I've been getting lots and lots of walking in, walking home from work, 3.2 miles from my place of employment here. And really still itching to get out on the trail and to get out into nature and really start enjoying the outdoors again this year. I want to do a lot more of that this year than we did last year, because last year Pete and I didn't really go camping much. And I don't think we went camping at all last year, actually. But the year before that we did several times and really enjoyed it. And so I'm hoping that this year we can do a little bit more of that. Coming up 2 weeks from now, May 14th, 14th through 16th is Anime Central, ASEN, which I talked about on, I think it was Tom Harris USA episode 3 last year. And that, of course, is the big anime and manga convention here in Chicago. For those of people who are into that, Japanese comics and animation, it is the go-to event of the season. And we weren't going to go at all, but what happened was when we were at C2E2, which I talked about a couple episodes ago, the big comic book convention, we found a really good discount on tickets. So we're going to go to that as well. So I am looking forward to that. It's been a whole year. Yeah, this last week was a week of anniversaries. It was the first anniversary of Tom Harris USA. So this is actually the first show that I'm doing in the new year. And in addition to that, it was also the fifth anniversary of Pete and I's getting together as boyfriends. So that has been a week-long celebration of Pete and I. And also the first year of Tom Harris USA, still going strong. Though, you know, you never know what direction things are going to go. You know, I sometimes think, well, is it slagging off? Is it, am I getting tired of it? And I guess the answer is right now, no, I'm not getting tired of it. The live show has added a new wrinkle, and I have to say, I'm really enjoying the live show. I can totally see why other people enjoy doing their shows live. And I'm going to keep doing it as long as I keep enjoying it. So you can look forward to that. Now, of course, the more input I have from you folks, the better I like it. So please feel free to write into the show. The email address for the program is tom@tomharrisusa.com. And let's not forget the live show. Now, it's a little bit different from this show, because on the live show, I don't talk about as many deep, serious topics as I do on this show, because it's a different kind of thing. It's more about what you people think. And you can listen to that show at UnitedKingdomRadio.co.uk every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Time, which is 11 a.m. on the East Coast of the U.S., and 4 p.m. over in the U.K. You can actually Skype into the show. In fact, please do, because I love hearing from people. And the Skype address is United Kingdom Radio, all one word. All right, well, moving along now. Now, speaking of the live show, this was the second live show this week, and I had a call this week from a young Gary Burton. Now, Gary is a listener of mine in Northern Ireland. I need to say Northern Ireland, because if I just said Ireland, he would get all offended. But Gary, actually, he and I were talking about a topic that I was talking about on the last show. I was talking about Paul Edwards' show with the psychic Dennis something or other. And the question that he asked was, why hasn't United Kingdom Radio posted the show? And I was kind of wondering that myself, because I really wanted to hear the entire show before I wanted to start making commentary on it. Because I didn't want to seem too, I don't know, maybe too hard on the guy, or maybe misrepresent what he was saying. And unfortunately, the show hasn't been posted. Now, I did find out why that was, because apparently Paul didn't record the show. And I kind of feel that that could be kind of like what happened with my first live show, where just for a variety of reasons, the recording didn't happen, or the recording happened and was lost or whatever. I don't know the details, and it's not really all that important. And therefore, there is no file of the show, not that I know of. Now, I heard that third hand, so I'm not really sure whether that's true or not. So if Paul Edwards is listening to this, I do really kind of want to hear it. I want to hear the beginning of the show. Now, Gary brought up a really interesting point on the live show. He's talking about the idea of psychics just kind of being able to say whatever the hell they want. And I talked about that on the last show. I talked about how anybody can say anything. I could set out a shingle tomorrow saying, gifted psychic for hire, Reiki master, I can read your past lives, etc., etc., etc. There's no sort of organization that oversees professional standards for psychics. And some people would take me seriously, just as they would take other psychics seriously, just based on their word, you know, because they claim to be psychic, that they claim to have powers, special communication with the spirit world, or special insight into the future. Which kind of begs the question, why do so many psychics, you know, the storefront psychics that we see here in Chicago, go out of business? Don't they foresee that coming? We had one go out of business in this neighborhood just a few months ago. Anyway, Gary was talking about this whole psychic thing, et cetera, et cetera. And Gary took rather a harder line stance against it than I do. And he said that the psychics are promoting, you know, hatred and lies and so forth. Now, you know, I'll be honest with you. And I found myself in the unenviable position of having to defend psychics who everybody knows, everybody who listens to this show knows how I feel about psychics, and particularly mediums, the ones who claim to be able to talk to people's dead relatives. And it's a terrible, terrible scam, and it's very harmful to people to rip them off in the way they do and to manipulate their emotions and in their grieving process. And I find it just despicable. Anybody who does that is just despicable. But Gary kind of pushed me into this position where I was trying to have to defend them. And it's not that I'm defending what they believe in. I'm not defending what they do. But Gary was suggesting that maybe they should, you know, be banned or arrested or, you know, not be able to speak their mind, not to be able to peddle their nonsense. And, you know, I don't know what the situation for psychics is in the UK or Northern Ireland or any of those places. I'm really not sure what the laws are there. But here in the States, a psychic, in order to be able to do business on the internet or over the phone or, you know, however they're doing business, they need to put a disclaimer on their site that says, you know, this service is for entertainment purposes only. Now, the reason why they do that is because there are laws that prohibit false advertising. And there are laws against mail fraud. And so they're required by law, really, to put these things on there. Otherwise, they open themselves up to all sorts of lawsuits. And the reason why they actually use these disclaimers, and I noticed that the psychic who was on Paul's show also used one of these disclaimers, and that is because they open themselves up to lawsuits by the people who they do readings for. Once these people discover that what they, you know, the psychic told them was nonsense, and that happens a lot more often than you might think. For example, there are, you know, psychics, and I believe Sylvia Brown is a good example of this, who have told grieving parents that their child is dead, that they should give up hope of finding it. And then the children have turned up alive and, you know, relatively well. And, you know, the parents might think, oh, you know, they're going to sue. They're going to sue to get their money back from Sylvia Brown, because, of course, none of these people work for free. Unlike those of us who do podcasts or those of us on United Kingdom Radio, we all work for free. But see, we do it out of the goodness of our heart because we're generous. But they need to disclaim. And Gary brought up a really interesting point. I'm glad he did. And I didn't really have time to address it because it was at the very end of the show. But I'm going to address it here, Gary, and I know you're out there listening. And that is those people who run spiritualist churches. Now, spiritualist churches love to claim that they're a recognized religion, but yet on their website it says that Their services are for entertainment purposes only. So can you have it both ways? Well, in a way you can. In a way you can have it both ways. And I'm not defending that. I'm not saying that that's right, because I don't think it is right. I don't think that that is a good precedent to set. But in a way, it really doesn't matter anyway, because the people who call these psychics are going to be people who believe in psychic powers anyway. And those who don't believe in psychic powers already know that what they're doing isn't real. But a lot of these people who call the psychics actually do believe it. That disclaimer is not going to affect them one bit. They're going to believe what the psychic says is gospel truth. And the psychics are perfectly willing to take full advantage of that. Now, I've mentioned on this show and also on other shows, there are a lot of psychics out there who don't actually believe that they have abilities whatsoever. Sylvia Brown has gone on record as saying that she believes that gullible people deserve to be taken advantage of. And she does it with gusto. And she promotes herself and she promotes her son as, you know, these fantastic psychics, but she knows she doesn't have any power. The various things that she said over the years indicate that very clearly. She's gone on record as saying that she would take the James Randi $1 million challenge, but she's never done that. And the reason why she's never done it is because she knows she'll fail. Anyone who says to you, don't test the spirits, or, you know, God should not be tested. The only reason why they're saying is that is because they know that their spirits are gonna fail. They fail every single time. She's doing it for the money. And I think that's what a lot of the psychics are doing it for. Now, there's another type of psychic, of course, that actually believes that they do have powers. Now, these people aren't as much dishonest as they are deluded. They actually believe they have powers. And the reason why they use the disclaimer is because the law says that they have to do it to avoid potential lawsuits. But they do need to be able to protect themselves from these allegations of fraud. Now, I'm going to get away from psychics for a moment, because Gary said something about psychics, and this was what I was kind of defending against when he called up my show, and he was saying that psychics were, and I quote, spreading lies and hate. Now, I'm not familiar with the way psychics operate in Northern Ireland, nor am I really familiar with the way they operate in the United Kingdom. But I assume that the way they are operating in the United Kingdom is very much in the same way that they're operating here in the States. And the way they operate here, I'm very familiar with. And in all of my dealings with psychics, and yes, I've known many people who claim to be psychic, including many people who do it for a living. I have two friends, and at least two friends on Facebook, who are currently doing psychic type stuff for a living. But I've never heard any of these people promote hate. And it's not that I think that they're right, because I don't. I utterly reject their claims of psychic abilities, the claims to be able to speak to the dead, the claims that they actually help people, because I don't see any of that. But I don't see hate coming out of these people. If anything, I see the sort of mushy, new age, love everybody, accept every silly religious or spiritual idea, and everybody will get along. And there's a reason for that. Because there's no money in hatred for them. These new age people, they're not hateful people, I don't think, as a rule. I think there are a few out there, like Sylvia Brown, who are. But generally speaking, I don't think they are. They're more into Age of Aquarius and peace and love. And that's okay. Part of the whole spiritualist movement, part of the whole psychic movement seems to me, and I'm sure that other people would probably be, you know, willing to corroborate me on this, is that they want to appeal to as many people as possible. One of the mantras, of course, of various pagan religions, and then by pagan religions, I'm really kind of talking about the sort of pick-a-mix pagans that kind of draw from all sorts of different mythologies, and a lot of them identify themselves as Wiccans. Now I know a lot of these people, and I've known a lot of these people over the years, and I have to say that a lot of them are very, very nice people. But the Wiccan credo is, harming no one, do what thou wilt. That's not exactly a message of intolerance. And a very accepting people. They accept gay people. They accept pretty much everybody. And I found a lot of these people were pretty, you know, cool to hang out with. Now, I don't believe in any of the stuff they do as far as their, you know, spiritualist beliefs, but, you know, I don't hate them and I don't even really dislike them. Yeah. You know, because there's some really nice, you know, Wiccans and pagans out there and some people who I really care about who follow in those traditions. And therefore, they try to stay away from quote unquote bad vibes and negative messages. It's one of the reasons why psychics try to push you away from skeptics, from people like me or people like Gary. But that's because they're selling stuff. They're selling crystals and tarot cards and, you know, and readings, you know, where you set up a reading for $50 an hour and that's all that stuff. They don't make any money if you start to doubt. And that's why they try to push you away. It's not so much because they hate skeptics, though I'm sure that there's a few out there who do, because it's bad for business. They want to push you away from people who don't believe in their powers, because that doesn't keep you, you know, a paying customer. But there is another place that doesn't have these requirements. They don't do disclaimers. They don't, you know, pretend to be a church and at the same time disclaim and say that they're for entertainment purposes only. And these people do spread hate and they spread just as many lies. And that's organized religion. I want people to think about that. Organized religion is violent. Organized religion is hateful. Now, that's not to say that everybody who is religious is violent and hateful, because I know many people who are religious or who say they're not religious. They say they're spiritual. Let's just say, but say they believe in the Bible. They believe that Jesus was a real person. They believe that Adam and Eve really existed or whatever. I don't think that most Christians or most Jews or most Muslims are hateful people, but there are many churches that preach intolerance of certain classes of people, gays, for example. There are many religions that downtrod women. Christianity, certainly so. Islam, certainly so. Judaism in the Orthodox sense, I don't know about Reform. And that's, of course, a blanket statement not to apply. Again, you know, it doesn't apply to everybody. So it's one of those matters of if the shoe fits, wear it. But I see far more hatred and lies coming out of religion than I could possibly see coming out of psychics. So why aren't they required on their websites to write for entertainment purposes only? It's not like what they're saying is any more truthful than what the psychics are putting out. And as far as the intolerance thing, I would much rather live next door to a pagan, a crystal-waving hippie tarot card reading medium, than live next door to an evangelical Christian. But really, how different are they? Maybe that's my bias showing. Maybe that's my own personal experience that I had as an evangelical Christian that colors, you know, this preference of mine. And the answer is that in our society, and certainly in American society, and probably in British society as well, religion is considered untouchable. It's considered to be something special, but it's not really, is it? You're talking about doctrines that are thousands of years old, come up with human beings thousands of years ago, whether it was in Rome or, you know, the Church of England. That wouldn't be thousands of years ago, but, you know, hundreds of years ago. But as I was talking about a couple of episodes ago, and I was talking about syncretism, Christianity is nothing all that original. I mean, they steal stuff from all over the place. They steal stuff from Mithraism, Zoroastrianism, Horus, one of the gods of ancient Egypt. Yeah, the whole spectrum of ancient Middle Eastern religions they borrow from or steal from. And modern pagans, the modern New Age movement, is much the same way. They steal from the same places. They take from Mithraism. They take from the Babylonian religion. They take from Egyptian religion and so forth. They cast their net a little bit wider. You know, they dip into some of the, you know, the spiritualist stuff that came out of the Victorian era. They, you know, the Gene Dixon and Edgar Cayce and UFOs and Bigfoot and all that. And they dip into Hinduism and Shinto to some degree. It's really not that different. You know, Christians would have prayer. The New Agers would have visualization. It's really the same thing, wishful thinking. I mean, they're telling you if you concentrate in a certain way, the spirits will hear you and they'll actually answer your prayer, or they'll give you what you want. You visualize what you want to happen in your head and it'll happen. And these are not uncommon concepts. And you can see them over and over again. If you look for the commonalities, you look for the things that they share, like souls and reincarnation. Well, Christianity doesn't really believe in reincarnation. That was adopted from somewhere else. But you get what I'm saying. There's a lot of beliefs that, these sort of New Age religions and the more organized religions have in common. What they don't have in common, of course, is the dogma, is the, Jesus is the only way thing, or, Allah is the only way thing. The sort of psychic spiritualist thing isn't necessarily a universalist. They just kind of believe that if you believe in it, great. If you don't believe in it, then you follow your own karma or whatever. So, because it really is about getting along with people and not about antagonizing people. That's something very different from organized religion. Now, that being said, they're all equally invalid because none of it's true. I mean, wishful thinking is wishful thinking, whether you call it visualization or whether you call it prayer. It's all the same thing. It's just hoping for the best, even though that isn't necessarily what's come true. It doesn't come true, well, obviously it wasn't God's will. Or obviously you didn't pray hard enough, or you didn't visualize it properly. You didn't give as much money to the church as you should have, and therefore didn't have... there's all sorts of excuses that religion uses for why things don't come true. There's all sorts of excuses that psychics give for being wrong. So really, they're not all that different. I think on a per capita basis, psychics charge more. The main difference, of course, is that religion has an exalted place in our culture that, quite frankly, it shouldn't have. There's no reason for it in this day and age. We live in an age when we can see past this sort of Bronze Age mythology. And, this whole idea of Jesus or Allah, this should be going the way of Zeus and Poseidon. I mean, it hasn't happened yet. We're not to that point yet. Because people cling to this stuff. It scares them to think of a universe that does not include them. It's an ego thing. One of the real appeals of wanting to go to heaven and live forever is this whole idea that the world just can't get along without you. And it very much is an ego thing. Now, I'll be honest with you. Obviously, I'm an atheist. Talked about that on the show many times. But I think it would be cool if there were an afterlife. I've never seen any evidence that there is one. But I think it would be cool if there were. So, these things, these spiritualist churches. Now, you're talking about spiritualist churches. This is actually just a plain old garden variety religious cult. My mother was part of one of these spiritualist churches. It was run by a psychic called Elizabeth. She was a television psychic in Southwest Florida in the late 1970s. She bilked a lot of people out of a lot of money. Her thing was earth changes. That was one of her central teachings. That's a central teaching that's taught by a lot of these so-called psychics today. They believe that Florida is going to sink into the ocean, that California is going to sink into the ocean. In fact, all of the United States west of the Rockies is going to sink into the ocean. And a meteor is going to hit in the Great Plains and cause a huge crater. And the Great Lakes are going to drain out of their beds and into the valleys of Ohio. And, they all kind of believe the same junk, the same nonsense, which has been around since the early 1970s. There's a book called We Are the Earthquake Generation. I forget the guy's name who wrote it, but he wasn't a scientist. He didn't have any knowledge of geology or plate tectonics or any of that stuff. His professional claim to fame was that he was a quote-unquote psychic archaeologist. I wonder how many scientific discoveries he actually made. I'm certainly willing to bet none. But, the psychic, Elizabeth, she bilked a lot of people. She actually encouraged, and I wouldn't say forced, but she encouraged her followers to move to Arkansas. Arkansas was the safe place. That was the place where they weren't going to have all these earthquakes, and these earth changes would be largely not there. You know, that was supposed to be the safe place to be. And she was a sweet-talking devil. You know, she didn't actually convince people to move to Arkansas because she was hateful and decisive and, you know, said mean things. You know, her thing was she claimed to help people. She wanted to help you. And, you know, a lot of them have that exact same methodology. Their whole thing is, I'm your friend. I'm really kind of the only one you can trust. And I want to help you. So believe in what I'm saying. Pay for my lectures and my tapes. You know, pay for my readings. Come to my TV show tapings, which are free. Hey, little kid, you want some candy? It's addictive stuff. It's addictive stuff. And you get somebody with a bad self-image, and they see this as a comforting voice. They, you know, people who are needy, people who have damaged people, who have all these anxieties in their life, those are easy answers. They fall victim to this sort of thing really, really easily. I saw the same thing in religion. I saw the same thing in the fundamentalist church I was part of. I've often said a psychic is the best friend that money can buy. You know, psychics, a lot of the time, I mean, that's really their main consideration, is making a buck. I mean, religion's a little different because they're not just looking for money. They're looking for obedience as well. And that's even more dangerous in some ways. Now, as with most of these so-called spiritualist churches, eventually the gig was up. They couldn't get any more blood from those particular stones. And with that, the cracks began to appear. The solidarity wasn't there. The cult fell apart. Some of the people stuck around in the area. Some of the people went back to Florida. Some of the people went, you know. But Florida obviously sank into the ocean, right? You do know that Florida is underwater. Sank in 1981. No, but seriously, you know, people will believe just about anything if you put, you know, the right face on it. And the important thing, and I think this is the real important thing, and it's one of the things that I hammer over and over again on this program, that you need to be a critical thinker. You need to really analyze a situation. You really need to read up on stuff and educate yourself. Because, you know, there's it's not just the psychics, folks. It's not just religious people. It's the conspiracy theorists. It's, you know, the people who promote the, you know, these political lies, you know, the birthers, you know, it's the science deniers, the creationists, racist groups, militia groups. There's all sorts of people who will take advantage of you if you're not a critical thinker and if you aren't well versed in the realities of the world. And that's what this show is about. The show is about encouraging people to think for themselves. I don't have all the answers. In fact, I've often said, don't believe what I tell you. Say, go out and research it yourself. Don't listen to me. You know, use my show as a jumping off point to start your own research. But learn to think critically and educate yourself. That's what this show is about. Okay, so it looks like I'm running a little bit short on time now. I suppose if I had Gary on the line, he would probably be saying that I'm cutting him off now. But, you know, I do a half an hour show, and now the show is over. And I do thank Gary. Thanks, Gary, for giving me the inspiration to do this particular episode of Tom Harris USA, because it was actually a comment of yours on my live show that made me go off on this tangent. And I think it's an important tangent to go off on. So let it never be said, Gary, that I don't appreciate your input. I just can't devote every show to you. Anyhow, the email address is tom@tomharrisusa.com. I hope to hear from people. I really do enjoy your feedback. And of course, don't forget the live show, which is on every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central. That's 11 Eastern Time and 4 p.m. in the UK. So from beautiful Chicago, Illinois, this is Tom Harris signing off. And we'll see you next time.